Lena, good to see you here as part of the experience that is the Classic Wallabies and the Wallaroos. You've done some fantastic stuff here at the bar last night, but also with some country clinics this morning. How have you enjoyed the whole experience?
Oh, I love coming out to the country areas, so I always have a good time wherever I go, but in particular doing these trips and meeting the locals, everyone's been amazing.
I love the irony. We're out here at the moment. Stan is filing out of, Channel 9's filing out to put the Bill Corp Super W final on at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And they've put the game on up against all the other rugby that's going on in the afternoon when it should be maybe at 9 o'clock tonight or 8:30, or we can push the men's blokes back to 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock or whatever, so they can play. I thought that was really interesting. But the Bill Corp Super W continues to get bigger and bigger, and that's fantastic for the ladies, isn't it?
Absolutely. The competition, you can see the body shapes and the Fijian girls coming into it off the back of their sevens success has been awesome.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about how you got into rugby. Of course, you're a country girl, but tell us a little bit about your club experiences as well, which laid the big foundations for you to play.
First started playing rugby in Brisbane, so I played at South for 3 years, which is obviously, you know, it was pretty well represented with Wallabies in those days, Tim Garrick, Brett Robinson, etc. So it was a good foundation. When you play club rugby as a girl over the 20-odd years that I played, every year you've got new players that come along and they're playing the game for the first time, and I love watching new players come and fall in love with the game I love, so it's good.
And you went through the times there where you went to World Cups and nobody got paid and all that sort of thing, and now there's a really interesting wrestle. Western Force get paid, Melbourne Rebels under Alana Thomas gets paid, and now there's going to be a bit of a rambling now. We've seen Canberra Raiders look like they're going to go into the NRLW so they could attack the Brumbies. You've got more teams coming into the NRLW with $350,000 salary cap, so girls have options, and that's really, really happening to rugby in Newcastle, where you've got a bunch of girls that are playing in a state cup of rugby league and playing for the Wildfires in the Shoot Shield.
It's amazing, isn't it? Yeah, it's absolutely fabulous to see. And I was telling the story last night, my daughter has just turned 12. You know, she'll never know what it's like, that it's not normal for women to play rugby and to be professional and for it to be a career option.
And yourself, overall, do you have any regrets in playing? Because basically you played the game for nothing and you see all this largesse around you, and you certainly see now the NRLW is going to get better paid. You've also got $15,000 for the State of Origin girls, but there's a little bit more than just playing the game for that 15 grand. There's promotion and training and all that sort of stuff involved in that payment. But also the ladies cricketers, they're on massive money now in the hundreds of thousands. Are you a little bit regretful of that, or are you sort of glad you were part of the pioneers? You know, you still have your Toby McGanns and your Louise Anderson and all these types.
Yeah, look, you know, obviously it would have been good to have been paid to play. I think when we went away to World Cup in 2009, we were all working full-time and training like, you know, full-time athletes. It was hard, but I wouldn't give it up for the world. To be in those first years, we had such a good time, and we played because we loved the game. I'm not sure that I could handle the scrutiny of the TV and the social media and everything that comes with it. So, you know, I'm glad that we had our time when we did.
Interesting, you know, Lisa Healy 18 months ago had the 2020 World Cup with the 80,000 girls, you know, playing in that final, in the 2020 final, yet, well, I didn't see it personally. There was a lot of abuse towards Lisa Healy if she didn't score runs from mainly the newspapers. And that's the challenge for women's sport, not only getting paid properly for all the work, but the scrutiny that's part of it as well is, you know, if there's a bad performance, you may just have to take the heat that's part of it.
Well, it's part of being a professional athlete, isn't it? You know, your performance is always going to be scrutinised. I think what makes it challenging is when, you know, they're judging girls for things that blokes wouldn't be judged for, like the AFL, you know, with the kicking incident and stuff like that. Like, you know, I find that a bit hard, but they seem to take it in their stride these days, the girls, you know, so it's part and parcel.
Because we've got a World Cup, as you said, your experience is still a bit where you would, excuse me, with the World Cup, but also to play at a World Cup, of course, later this year. We've got the 8th of October as your first test against the Black Ferns. And also it looks like in the fullness of time, we're going to finally have a Four Nations of some sort put together now with the Japanese, the Fijians, and also the Black Ferns as well, finally.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible, isn't it? Back in our day, we were lucky to have one test a year, and now when you look at the full program and the full format, you know, they really need that to go into World Cups. We'd go into a World Cup without having played a game, and it makes it very difficult to compete.
It's going to be a really interesting World Cup, because certainly everybody thought the Black Ferns or the English would just turn up and win, but the Francophile girl that's come through from Africa has just added so much to that French side, and they just absolutely tore the Black Ferns apart when they were on tour last year. It's incredible, some of the rugby. But the great thing about having YouTube now is that you can watch all the tests not only with the Six Nations women, but also in the 20s and the 18s when you are overseas. So you do a little bit of spying before the World Cup, of course. As I said, it'll be in early October that kicks off. Hopefully Stan can join us in 2022 and not like be the cricket for the women in the 50-50 and actually put it on free-to-air. And Selena, it's great to see you here. Thank you for your time. It's been great to see that you've been part of the Classic Wallaroos. Hopefully you have your own website too, theclassicwallaroos.com.au instead of just the Classic Wallabies. But it's great you guys have come out here. You've done a great job and we wish you all the best moving forward.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. We've had a ball and we hope to be back again.